Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you might have been following the Sam Bankman-Fried case. I never got into crypto. I'm, again, not a very risky person. I've never had extra money to invest because there's so many things that, you know, we've been still trying to do, like, you know, take care of kids' schooling and, you know, family issues. And so for me, it didn't really hit home like it did for other people. But he has been found guilty, I believe, of all charges. A New York City jury delivered the verdict yesterday. And it concluded in a trial where Bankman-Fried tried to defend himself by saying that he didn't know that the billions were missing. And his mismanagement of his crypto exchange FTX and trading firm Alameda Research finally caught up with him. The trial lasted for about a month. There's been so much other news that nobody's really been talking about it. We haven't been talking about it because of everything else going on. But the jury took only 4.5 hours to decide his fate. As opposed to some juries taking days or weeks, I think they were ready. But, you know, they could have just all of a sudden say, you know, 2 seconds later, all right, he's done. And so they declared him guilty on all 7 charges, including wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering. He is going to be sentenced next year on March 28th and does face decades in prison. So apparently he started FTX back in 2019. Its valuation rose stratospherically, according to The Verge. There was that post-pandemic crypto boom that allowed him to just become, I mean, he was hobnobbing with presidents, I think. Prosecutors charged that the operation was fraud from the start. They said he promoted the exchange to investors and the public is safe and secure. Even used Tom Brady, other stars, to advertise for him. Bankman-Fried's former colleagues testified that they falsified numbers, granted secret special privileges to Alameda, including a $65 billion line of credit and a flag that let the balance dip into the negative as it borrowed from FTX customer funds. Now, their empire collapsed in November 2022 when CoinDesk article revealed the secret blurring of funds and Binance CEO Changpeng CZ Zhao announced he would pull out of the exchange. Bankman-Fried resigned. FTX filed for bankruptcy. I think he fled to the Bahamas or something like that. And then he was hit with civil and criminal charges of fraud and money laundering. He spent months, under house arrest, sent to jail in August for violations of his bail conditions, and now he's going to be in jail. Now, the crypto industry is not necessarily a bad industry, but this definitely tarnished the reputation. And several other major companies. Now, he is going to be hit with civil and criminal charges. Several other major companies are subject of civil and criminal charges. Some have suffered collapses because of FTX's collapse. People have asked me, is Tom Brady going to get sued because of him doing commercials? I don't know if I think that should happen. I don't know if I agree with that, because whenever you are hired to do a commercial or to be a part of a marketing campaign, all right, you don't get to know everything. You are given, you always ask, you know, portfolio information, because you don't want to look like you're endorsing something that could be criminal. But they're not going to give Tom Brady all the BS. And so if he was hired, just like Subway hires, I think even Subway even used him. Yeah, that commercial was funny where everybody else got to speak, and then he goes, "But I'm Tom Brady," and they go, "We don't have time for you." And you know, so, you know, he's been, look at Kelsey. I mean, yeah, Travis Kelsey. I mean, these football stars are always asked to market and promote. If somebody says, "I wouldn't have gotten cheated and duped and defrauded if it wasn't for me watching a Tom Brady commercial," I just don't know if that would hold up in court. You know, and so, especially if Tom Brady was also defrauded. I mean, if Tom Brady said, "Look, I bought it also. It wasn't false marketing. I thought these guys were legit, so I bought crypto. I got screwed too. I'm just as mad." You know, so I, you know, hiring somebody to market you, you know, it's like, for example, I see a lot of these news anchors and these radio stars support these supplements. If you notice, I am very careful when it comes to supplement endorsement. I don't know what the hell's in them. I can't do my own chemical analysis. It's too expensive to do that on everything. I'd rather just say, you know what, I'm just going to pass for now. But there are people out there that make a lot of money supporting certain supplements. If anything goes wrong, I'm not worried about being sued. I'm worried about my integrity. I don't want to push something that can actually be later linked to a side effect. So I haven't really gotten involved in that. Do I make less money than the average radio star? Yep, I do. But at least I still have my integrity. And you don't think I am just trying to push something that I don't believe in. So Bankman Fried's defense argued that he had honestly failed operating a high-risk business. He denied directly supervising the code updates that allowed Alameda to spend the FTX funds. So he tried to show plausible deniability. He screwed up and he got caught. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right. So when we were talking about Asperger's and autism, and we are seeing rising cases, maybe it's because we're getting better at diagnosing, or maybe it's because we are having a rise in cases. One theory is the advanced maternal age and the advanced paternal age at age of conception of the child. And so it has long been theorized that if women are not having babies in their teens and 20s like they did centuries ago and are waiting till they're 40 or 50, that could increase the chance of autism or Asperger's in a child as male. They found also advanced male age paternal age can also be linked. And from what I understand, the data still stands on that. I have, though, seen in my extended family that even the mom younger versus older still had children who were autistic, although the older she was, the more severity the autism was. I'm also wondering if fibroids plays a role. Many patients I had who had autistic children had major fibroids when they were carrying the child. Fibroids are extramuscular tissue within the lining of the uterus, which could push against the child, the fetus, as the fetus is growing. And even though that could be related to advanced maternal age, you also wonder if maybe that could be a part of it. So there has been a push for celebrities and older celebrities to have older kids. I think of Victoria Cohen Mitchell welcomed her second child at age 51. Naomi Campbell, 53 years old, has welcomed her second child. I'm not exactly sure, too much about if they had fertility treatments or, but being older, having children, is definitely a topic that people ask. People have asked, will Jennifer Aniston ever have a baby? Jennifer Aniston is what, 52, 53 now? Not sure. People had wondered, would she still be with Brad Pitt if she gave him children? Well, her career has been one of the most robust. I can understand why some people may not find the right time in their career. For me, I knew I wanted to have kids. And once I realized there was never a quote-unquote good time, if I didn't start, I didn't know if I ever could. So we luckily were fortunate to be able to naturally have kids. I gave birth when I was 28 and 30. But I'm telling you right now, we still had complications. Even though I was only 28 years old, we had low fluid, oligohydramnios, which can also be a sign because I was always working. They tell everybody to stay off the feed. I didn't want to get blood clots. I couldn't stop working. We had student loans. And then at age 30, my son stopped growing at the 7-month mark. So at the 8-month mark, the OB goes in saying, wow, you got a big baby there. He's 7 pounds. I go, he was 7 pounds a month ago. I don't think he's growing. Oh, well, you know what? I think we need to get him out. So I didn't even try having another one. But being 28 and 30 having kids isn't really considered advanced maternal age. But we used to have kids when we were younger. I'm not advocating for that. But giving birth was easier. There were fewer complications. Nowadays, though, we can see complications for teenagers having kids. But in the olden days, it was very common for teenagers, because they had been menstruating since they were 12 or 13, got married 15, 16, started the family before age 18. By the time they were 35, they were grandparents. Now we have women that don't even consider having a baby until they're well into their 30s and 40s. We're going to see more of that too, as many younger males don't want to get married until they're at least 30. They say the average age of marriage right now for a man is 30. Well, then there's a good chance who they might be with is also in their 30s. Advanced maternal age isn't technically until you're 35. But we have found that the younger you are, not too young, but in terms of being under 35, the more advantageous it might be, because there might be more high risk. So the question comes in, say, look, if celebs are having success, having babies in their 50s, is it okay? Well, I am a little nervous about it. And I don't know if this should be a trend that everybody follows. I think it should be your choice on when, you do want to start your family. But I also think you need to be aware of the risks. And, it's when you try to use the thinking, is this a good time? Is this a good time? It's never a good time. introducing another human being into your life. Nobody's ever ready. Now, people might say, oh, we're ready. We're ready to have a kid. Okay, why? Why are you ready? Well, both my husband and I are working right now. How do we know you're going to have a job 9 months from now? You're working right now, but, okay, we have money in the bank. Okay, good, good. All right, that's good. What about schools? I don't know what we're going to do with schools. What about babysitting? We'll just find a daycare. The people who say they're ready, are they really, really ready? But I got to admit, I mean, I don't think we were ready. We had to look at what would be the least chaotic time to start having kids. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, that's very selfish of you. You should have waited till you were ready to have a kid. What would that have looked like? We have student loans. I'm in training. We're trying to start our careers. This was before Obamacare. If we would have waited till Obamacare, there is no way we would have then thought we were ready. And that Great Recession. Then COVID. We would have never had kids. If I didn't say, let's do it, and my husband said, let's do it, we would have never had two of the most amazing people in my life right now. So this idea of being ready, you know, you're never going to have that 100% feeling. Do you ever feel ready for an interview? Do you ever feel ready giving a speech? You know, you always feel, you always second guess. Nobody is ever 100% ready. But you put it off, you put it off, you put it off, you put it off. There could be risks to that. I think one of the, we have statistics of now, we have now hundreds of women giving birth over the age of 50. People might ask, was it their first child or their subsequent child? First, getting pregnant at age 50, I think would have much higher risk than it being your fourth or fifth kid. Giving birth once does seem to minimize some of the risks. But, you know, what about the, you know, we talk about the medical risks, preterm labor, abrupt placenta, high blood pressure, diabetes in pregnancy, risk of autism. What about societal risks? Bridget Nielsen, Janet Jackson have had babies over age 50. But are there any societal issues? Right? Is it really important for your parent to be able to run with you, to be able to play with you, to be able to sing along to the same music? You know, I notice these kids who are closer to their parents, you almost can't even tell. They almost look like sisters or brothers because they're closer in age. Yet I will see huge generation gaps between a baby boomer and a millennial versus a baby boomer and a Gen X, or a Gen X and a Gen Z, or a Generation Alpha. And so is it important that your parent understands, you know, why the Kardashians need to be made fun of? I mean, is it, you know, is that really that relevant? When I hear people talk about, oh, the kids these days, the Gen Zs don't understand, I do understand Gen Zs. Gen Zs have it tough. I might not agree with 3.5-day work weeks while being paid for 5-day work weeks, but I understand why they'll ask for it. If other people are getting it, why not? And so, you know, if you are going to have a multi-decade generation gap with a child, you know, you might need a little bit of a tutoring so you can relate to them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyre Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. The migrant crisis is still growing. The caravan is coming our way. Thousands upon thousands of people coming. We knew the caravan would swell. People are trying to, although we're going to be having a major cold freeze coming in. So if you are in warmer weather in Central America and you're in a safe area, you might want to consider waiting for the winter to pass before you come to the United States. But not happening. With an election around the corner, I think a lot of people are trying to get in now before the presidency changes and somebody is a little bit more astute when it comes to national security and our border comes into play. But Long Beach residents have been complaining about the rise in homeless people that have been living on the sidewalks. Some of them have mental illness. Some are doing public masturbating. In fact, in the latest episode, there was a homeless man who was filmed doing it in front of a nail salon. People inside the nail salon asked him to stop. And in an interview with Fox Los Angeles, the salon owner said it took police 2 hours to respond to their 911 call. The owner said in the same interview that one of her employees was sexually assaulted in the neighborhood earlier this year. It was less than 2 weeks ago when a woman became a victim of an attempted rape in broad daylight, caught on camera in the same area. This is in Long Beach. That woman was only saved because an elderly man with pepper spray hit the suspect. Now, the Los Angeles District Attorney, George Gascon, did arrest the assailant, but opted to charge him with only minor sexual battery charges, so he doesn't get jail time. Sexual assault is a violent crime. No jail time? A woman who works in the area who witnessed a homeless man who was pleasuring himself outside the Salon 500 told KTLA that sometimes the police, they just can't respond to the calls in the area. It's daily. It's scary. You don't feel safe walking the streets. The cops took 2 hours to arrive. Most times they don't even come out. And so, you know, some people might giggle going, all right, well, a bunch of women were probably like, oh, no. Ah. Yeah, but it, to me, understanding, especially with what happened with the Hamas attack, what happened with my grandfather being held up at gunpoint when he was in Los Angeles working as a cashier at a appliance store. If somebody has the ability to be performing any act, then they also have the ability to come in and kill you. And police taking 2 hours to respond to the call shows they're overwhelmed. They're underfunded. I think Los Angeles was one of the cities with the big defund the police. So, if somebody could, you know, be standing there doing whatever, and you don't have security at your fingertips, they're already overwhelmed with the killings, the domestic violence, the other rapes. So somebody, you know, masturbating in front of a window, probably not going to be their top priority. But what if this person decided to come in and kill everybody? The problem is we aren't ourselves armed. We can't afford our own security. We can't take care of ourselves. And so we have to rely on the police, and the police are, you know, losing recruits. People are taking early retirement. They've lost funding. And they're overwhelmed. You know, how many people are getting stabbed? How many people are getting sexually assaulted? And these assaults are happening during the day. Was it in New York? There was somebody running in broad daylight, and some guy on his bicycle grabbed her and started assaulting her. And thank God there's Good Samaritans. But look at, there were no Good Samaritans on that Philadelphia train when somebody was being raped on a train and everybody just watched and videotaped. You cannot expect a Good Samaritan to always help you. Look at what happened when three people tried to stop somebody who they perceived was going to be violent. He dies, and now they're in court for murder charges. So we're starting to have a society that are like, you know what, I'm going to look the other way. I'm not here to help. Look at how people are looking away at the anti-Semitism that's happening in this country. We thought the Holocaust would never happen again. Of course it's going to happen again. Look at how people are acting now. Hamas threw babies into an oven on the kibbutz in 2023. Where's the shock? Where's the let's put an end to Hamas? No. In fact, people are supporting Hamas. This is why the Holocaust can happen again. This is why people are not safe, even in America. So, business owners feel hopeless. You know, they don't want to be walking around with weapons. They don't want to have to do their own law enforcement. But owner Valesco Quinones said that the city's mayor promised more foot police patrols, but has yet to materialize. And so how do you protect yourself later today or tomorrow or the following week? Long Beach City Prosecutor's Office filed sexual battery charges against suspect Miguel Avila this week. All right? He remains bars, remains behind bars, $75,000 bond. Sexual battery carries a maximum of 6 months in prison. Attempted rape carries a maximum sentence of 6 years. So now an attorney could say, okay, let's go for the sexual battery. He only touched your breast. He didn't necessarily try to rape you. And if there's no witness, what do you do? They're back out on the street in 6 months. So, you know, we cannot necessarily say if these criminals are migrants, if they're illegal immigrants, if they're Americans, if they're veterans, if they're homeless, if they're mentally ill. But we have crime rising. We have a huge homeless population, and rather than fix that, we have an open border. That's a problem. And from a medical public health standpoint, if people are urinating, defecating, masturbating, spreading infectious disease, trying to rape, this is a public health crisis. And you see these cities all about the get the jab. It's all about the COVID vaccine. I think getting hepatitis or HIV by an assault is a little bit more concerning to a lot of people right now than the COVID jab. If you really want to stop multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, screen everybody coming into our country. Maybe we should talk about the TB vaccine. No, it's all about COVID right now. We have major public health issues that are at major risk if we don't address the homeless population, if we don't address crime, if we don't address our border. But instead, people want to pick and choose the public health crisis. And it's easier to just talk about COVID. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am getting very, very excited for the holidays. I think a lot of us are. Right? Some of you are looking for flights. Some of you are reaching out to family, saying, you know what, why don't we drive out and see you? I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to enjoy the holidays because there's going to be a lot of headlines in the coming days that are going to be pretty negative. They already have been. My family has been going through unbelievable stress with, you know, the trauma and carnage that has happened in Israel. And our family who are at risk. Many of you are seeing this country just really fall apart and not unite. But the economy hasn't been in the news that much. Maybe that the feds are kind of holding the interest rates, not raising them a little bit. But many headlines are going to be coming out in the next week or two about the layoffs that are coming. And going into this last fiscal quarter and the last couple months of this year, even though there might be a temporary hiring for holiday buying and Black Friday sales and Christmas shopping, there's a lot of companies saying, we're laying off employees, thousands of them. So, notoriously, Charles Schwab laying off 2,000 employees. They're cutting 5 to 6% of their workforce. Now, somebody could say, I don't work for Charles Schwab. Why should I care? Layoffs affect all of us. When I hear layoffs, even if I'm not in an industry where they're laying off, people who don't have a job, who don't have money, who are requiring government aid, it affects all of us. And so when you see a financial services company, such as Charles Schwab, who could withstand a lot of, the ups and downs with the economy, where they are choosing, you want to know what? But we're going to have to drop employees. Their shares dropped significantly in March when the Silicon Valley Bank dropped. Yeah, we're going to definitely be seeing more of this. So unfortunately, we're going to be seeing layoffs there. There's a website called layoffs.fyi. It gives you up-to-date numbers and dates of how many people. It says Olive, a healthcare company, 100%, I guess, are getting laid off. Does that mean they're just closing? There's Hippo Insurance, losing 20%, Graphy, 20%. Google is on this list, and it just went off the list. Google has laid off only 40 employees. Expedia has laid off 100 employees. But if you look at it, Blue Origin is, I believe, Bezos's. They're saying they've only laid off 40 for now. But when you look at the education, the transportation, the finance, the consumer, the crypto, security, IronNet security, they said 100% have been laid off right now. These are some worrisome numbers. Nowadays Food, 100%. Hooray Foods, 100%. Evolve, a travel company, 20%. Home Day, 20%. Grab and Go, 40% layoffs. Gated, Lunchtime, 100%. So these are industries. I've seen a lot of healthcare listed in this. Kenko Health. Huma. I don't know if that's for Humana. It says Huma. But, some of these other companies that you might be aware of, CVS, slashing jobs. I don't want to give out the whole list because this could take forever. But Stack Overflow, firing 28% of their staff. Flexport, 30%. Epic Games, 830 employees, which is 16% of their workforce. Roku, 10%. Farmers Insurance is going to lay off 11% of their workforce. Raul Vargas, the CEO and president of the company, says, given the existing conditions of the insurance industry and the impact they're having on our business, we need to take decisive actions today to better position farmers for future success. Farmers Insurance, one of the biggest insurance companies. Insurance, seeing insurance struggle is not a good sign. I know a lot of people would like to see insurance go away, get rid of the middleman. But these insurance companies are designed to make money. Yet people are requiring farmers to pay the Maui fires. If you're insured by farmers, you're going to need them to pay up. Hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes. And apparently the payouts are huge. Now with inflation, the cost of a new home, car, all your belongings. I'm surprised many of these companies haven't gone bankrupt. And now that we are in a recession, or we are having money issues, the average person is not necessarily buying insurance. The number of individuals not having health insurance is rising because they just can't afford it. And they're like, I can't afford to be spending money that I may never get back. T-Mobile is cutting 5,000 jobs. They have a huge arena in my neck of the woods with 5,000 people losing their jobs. CVS, 5,000 people. CVS is a pharmacy giant. They are going to axe 5,000 jobs. We saw walkouts. And that's because the pharmacists know what's coming around the bend. And if rather than staffing these pharmacies, they're going to be cutting jobs, they're seeing the writing on the wall. Binance, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, cutting 1,000 people. Niantic, that's, I think, a gaming company, 230 jobs. Robinhood. Robinhood is a stock trading app. A lot of novices and younger people that really don't know how to kind of work with the whole stock market have gotten introduced to it through Robinhood. Robinhood is going to be cutting 7% of the workforce. Ford is anticipating layoffs. A spokesperson for Ford would not say and give the source is Business Insider how many. But after what happened with the unions and the strike, for them to survive the increased wages, they're going to have fewer employees. And so I would expect multiple car industries. Sonos firing 7% of the workforce. Grubhub, 400 jobs. Grubhub struggled to keep up with DoorDash, Uber Eats. And so Grubhub. And, you know, many drivers are now picking and choosing who they're going to help. And there's been also a lot of bad publicity. As I think it was DoorDash we spoke about yesterday, how DoorDash admitted that there may be tip revenge. That if somebody decides to tip later and not tip up front, drivers might think there's no tip. And it might take them a longer time to get the food. Well, I think the average person is thinking to themselves, I don't want anybody spitting on my food. Especially when you saw the videos of a $5 tip causing somebody to spit on their food. So I think people are starting to rethink getting food ordered to them. Not to mention, if a sandwich is already $21, you're spending $30 for lunch by the time you're done with tip. Spotify is canning 2% of the workforce. JP Morgan, 500 jobs. LinkedIn, 716 jobs. Shopify, 20%. Morgan Stanley, cutting 3,000 jobs. Dropbox, 16,000 jobs. The Gap, clothing retailer. So, you know, Jenny Craig, massive layoffs. So we'll see what happens. But just keep in mind, you know, things are coming. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.